second coming of Jesus Christ. As Jesus Christ ascended into heaven at the completion of his mortal ministry, two angels declared to his apostles, "This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Acts chapter 1, verse 11. When the Savior comes again, he will come in power and glory to claim the earth as his kingdom. His second coming will mark the beginning of the millennium. The second coming will be a fearful, mournful time for the wicked, but it will be a day of peace and triumph for the righteous. The Lord declared, "They that are wise and have received the truth and have taken the Holy Spirit for their guide and have not been deceived, verily I say unto you, they shall not be hewn down and cast into the fire, but shall abide the day. And the earth shall be given unto them for an inheritance, and they shall multiply and wax strong, and their children shall grow up without sin unto salvation. For the Lord shall be in their midst, and his glory shall be upon them, and he will be their king and their lawgiver." Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verses 57 through 59. The Lord has not revealed exactly when he will come again. The hour and the day no man knoweth, neither the angels in heaven, nor shall they know until he comes. Doctrine and Covenant, section 49, verse 7. But he has revealed to his prophets the events and signs that will precede his second coming. Among the prophesied events and signs are apostasy from gospel truth. See Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 through 12, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. The restoration of the gospel, including the restoration of the Church of Jesus Christ. See Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 7, Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verse 28, and section 133, verse 36. The restoration of priesthood keys. See Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6, Doctrine and Covenant, section 110, verses 11 through 16. The coming forth of the Book of Mormon. See Isaiah chapter 29, verses 4 through 18. 3 Nephi chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. The preaching of the gospel throughout the world. See Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. A time of wickedness, war, and turmoil. See Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 through 7. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Doctrine and Covenant, section 29, verse 17, section 45, verses 26 through 33, and section 88, verse 91. Signs in heaven and on the earth. See Joel chapter 2, verses 30 through 31, Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 30, Doctrine and Covenant, section 29, verses 14 through 16, section 45, verses 39 through 42, section 49, verse 23, and section 88, verses 87 through 90. Do not concern yourself with the exact timing of the Savior's second coming. Instead, live so that you will be prepared whenever he comes. As you observe the calamities of these last days, remember that the righteous need not fear the second coming or the signs that precede it. The Savior's words to his apostles apply to you. Be not troubled, for when all these things shall come to pass, ye may know that the promises which have been made unto you shall be fulfilled. Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verse 35. Additional references. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14. Doctrine and Covenant, section 133, verses 42 through 52. And Joseph Smith Matthew. See also Millennium, Plan of Salvation, Signs.